Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Can't make the right decisions? Is your relationship on the rocks? Is your job dragging you down? Not sure what your purpose is? Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? Each week, you'll discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. This hit call-in show will feature the best of the best in professional coaching, leaving no stone unturned. Get ready to get clear about what you want, learn what you need to learn, and take transformative action to bring your dreams to life. Now, here is your host, Karen Florence.
Good morning, everyone. How are you today? I'm excited about our show. We're going to be doing live coaching again this week, and I'm really excited about that. Just want to make a few announcements. Of course, you can follow us on our website at onpurposewithkarenflorence.com, and I invite you to go there, take a look at the Tabula Rasa coaching team, and see what's coming up next in our shows coming in the next couple of weeks. We have some really great shows coming. And also to remind you about Vision Quest Italy, we have a page on the website about the really amazing workshop we're going to be doing in Tuscany in November. So please go take a look at that and see what is there. We have our deadline day to reserve your spot is getting close. So by all means, go there and take a look at that. The other thing that I want to mention is that we are now doing live coaching. And at the moment, I am setting up coaching our guests before the show starts. But soon, within a few weeks, we're going to be asking callers to be calling in to be coached live on air. So we'll be letting you know when we're starting to do that. If you do have a question, please, by all means, call into the show or send us an email via our website. And we'll be able to answer any questions that you have. Last night I met a gentleman, and he is a person who was struggling with the death of his son. His son died of an overdose about a year and a half ago, and he's struggling with what he said, what he did that last day, and he's second guessing, if I had only said this or if I had only done that, things would have been different. And, you know, we often make ourselves crazy thinking about those sort of things. If I had done this instead, or if I had said that instead, you know, if I didn't show up that day, or, you know, if I just waited 5 minutes before I got on the road, I wouldn't have been in that car crash. We make ourselves crazy about that sort of thing. And as we talked, I was giving him different perspectives. As a Buddhist, I have a very different perspective than he had. And so I was telling him just some different things, different ways he could actually look at this. And he wanted to know if I had any reading, so I suggested a book called Buddha Is as Buddha Does. And when I said that, it spurred a memory of a quote that he had, or that he really likes, and he emailed it to me this morning, and I want to share it. And actually, it's from Forrest Gump, so here it is. At the very end of the movie, Forrest Gump is sitting there with his son waiting for the bus to come. And, you know, there's the feather that's flying, you know, floating through the air. And he says, I don't know if each of us have a destiny or if we're floating around accidental-like on a breeze, but I think maybe it's both. Maybe it's happening at the same time. So there's a quote from Forrest Gump. Okay, we're going to get started. I have a guest today who is going to be coaching live on the show. So we're going to get started. So friends, hello, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine. How am I?
Oh, you sound perfect. No worries. So let's just jump right in. What would you like to coach about today?
Well, what came up for me today is making a final decision, if there is such a thing, on whether or not I should abandon my hopes of having a business involved in wellness coaching and holistic practices in a space, which I've had this dream since 2007. And I have tried several times to initiate and manifest this dream, and it doesn't ever seem to be the right people or the right time or the right space or the right financing. And so now I'm at a place where I am employed, and I'm doing coaching as part of that, but I still have the dream kind of hanging out there, and I'm struggling with just letting it go.
Well, right away, that gives me a question to ask. What is the struggle about letting it go?
Wondering if I'll have regrets.
Regrets about, go ahead.
Trying one more time. One more time with the right people in the right space at the right time. Financially, I'm probably in the best place I've been in a long time, so I'm feeling that's okay. But it's the people and the space, maybe the location, and the timing.
So the
still struggling with.
Yeah, so the first thing that's coming up for me about this is, are you using any of those things as an excuse not to move forward?
I've really thought about that a lot, and no, I don't think so. Several people have approached me, and then after they approach me, they disappear. Doesn't come through. They can't make the commitment. And several spaces have come through, and the same thing happens. It disappears, or the deal can't go through, or the space isn't what we thought it was going to be. So I don't think so.
What would your life be like if you had this business up and running full time?
Good question. I've thought about that too more recently, in that, you know, running a business of any kind is extremely consuming. I've always struggled with having a life in addition to my work. I've always felt that's really important. And I think initially I would have no life. I have thought about that. But I think, well, but I'd be really happy. So what difference? I'd be doing what I want to do with the people I want to be doing it with in a space that's going to allow us to, you know, help a lot of people.
What is the downside of having this business?
Say again?
What is the downside
of
having the business?
The biggest downside for me is the operational aspect. Not the greatest skill that I have. I'm an organized person. I'm a people person, you know, so I can be glad handing a lot of people and bringing in the business, but then I get concerned that I might not have enough energy left to be fully present for clients.
So I want to look at that for a moment. We're getting close to where we have to go for a break, but let's just explore for a minute what it is about that administrative stuff that you don't like.
It's too left-brained. And I've done a lot of left-brained work in my entire career. And I'd like to just be free only to play with the right side of my brain, the creative side of my brain.
So it sounds to me like the left side and the right side of your brain are having an argument right now.
That's very true.
And your left side, which one do you think is winning?
Right now, the right side is winning.
The part that just wants to be free and easy and play.
Right. That's about it. Be creative as I want and, you know, just allow the people to come into my life that I can serve with that.
We're going to go to break in about 30 seconds, but I want to just challenge you with a thought to think about while we're on break. And that is that your right side brain might look like it is winning, but actually it can't really be as creative and playful as it could be if you had your business up and running and you had a constant flow of people coming through that door. So think about that for a moment, and we'll be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Welcome back. This is On Purpose with Karen Florence. We are talking to a guest today doing on-live coaching. So let's just jump right back in. So, Marianne, when we went to break, I was talking about your left brain and your right brain, and your right brain seems to think it's winning. Do you think it's winning?
I had thought about, in the first attempt that I had, I guess I still have to say yes. And I appreciate your challenge of, would it be even better if I was actually in a space having my business? And the left operational side of the brain told me, well, I have to meet someone or bring someone in to handle that side of the business. So it frees me up to not have to be concerned about that. And I could just totally focus on coaching and teaching and doing workshops, things like that. Again, that has to be the right person who understands our mission, which is very holistic, very spiritual, and who is good with people, can handle the phone, is a computer wizard, has a little sense for marketing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wow, this is quite the person. It would be essential. I've always felt that frontline people is where you have to put your money. And, you know, that would be great to have someone like that. And I've put that out to the universe a number of times. So I guess that's my response to your challenge.
Well, you know, you and I have coached before, so you know my deal, that for me, I'm never going to let an external situation determine what things are going to be for you. So it sounds to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you are waiting for this external person to show up in order for you to move ahead with your dream.
Well, that may be what it sounds like. I guess that's not what it feels like, because I'm always alert and awake for that person, and to know the right time, place, person, etc. As I said, there seem to have been several times that I have allowed myself to move forward. And all in all, everything was not in alignment. It just didn't manifest.
So what happened? Like, give me some examples. What happened that things did not work out?
Well, as I had mentioned, you know, the other practitioners and coaches who were very interested and wanted to be part of this, when the rubber met the road, were not able to or did not want to make the commitment. And I actually have a person in mind that I've approached several times about being the frontline person for the business, and that is still very tenuous. Again, there I have to do some coaching with that person. They don't feel they have the confidence and the wherewithal to carry it off. I know they do. And the locations, every place that I have found has been astronomically expensive, but a great location. A great location, but not available at the time. A great location, wanting to have like a 5-year lease or something like that, which, you know, starting out with something we've never tried before is not really advisable. So those are just some of the things that have happened. I did find a place and was about to sign the lease, and the landlord was wanting to be a little bit more in control of how we were going to go about our business. So that did not seem appropriate, since it's my business. So those are some of the examples of things I've encountered.
So I'm curious about something.
Uh-huh.
Does this business sound like a good idea to you, or is it a burning desire?
Oh, good question. I think it's been a passion. It just keeps surfacing. So something's got to be there. More than just a good idea.
But I'm not hearing you say, yes, it's a burning desire.
Oh, okay. Well, it didn't come out immediately, so I guess it's not a burning desire. I mean, intuitively, I want to allow whatever comes out to come out. So,
So let's just do a little test about that. You say that you're passionate about it. I've used the term burning desire, which you did not jump on.
Yes.
So let's define those two things. You give me the definition of those two things. What does it mean to have passion for this project, and what does it mean to have a burning desire to do it?
Well, I guess that's what comes up for me is that it's pretty close. I'm passionate about coaching, very passionate about that. And I've incorporated it in just about everything I've done in the past 5 years, or at least attempted to. And, you know, a burning desire is, I guess, a flame that doesn't go out. That's how I'm seeing it. And the fact that it keeps coming up, even though I am currently incorporating coaching in the work that I'm doing, and I'm doing quite a bit of coaching, the burning desire would be for having my own space with other like-minded practitioners.
So let's talk about actions around these two words. What are the actions that a person takes when they are passionate, and what are the actions a person takes when they have a burning desire to do something?
I feel like it's the same thing. I'm feeling it's the same thing. As recently as, 3 weeks ago, I went and looked at a space here in town, which was pretty perfect, but the affordability would probably be great if I had a certain number of people who are willing to share the space. But what happened was I found the space, but I didn't have the people. The two people that were interested, once again, kind of backed out, couldn't make the commitment. So, you know, I mean, I guess I'm always looking, I'm always listening. And many people do approach me and say, you know, gee, I'd really like to work with you. And I like your idea. It just hasn't been the right people. This time was closer to the right people in that they were not people who were like, that sounds like a great idea, but I'm not a coach or I'm not a holistic practitioner. And, you know, I'd love to be in that space with you. So those are not people that are going to be practicing and having clients. But this time I met people who were practitioners, but just couldn't make the commitment or couldn't bring themselves to the point of jumping in.
So again, it sounds to me like it is this external, do I want to call it a default, an external default? You had it together, but these other people. What I'm curious about is how often do you say, I'm doing this, end of story?
Well, I did that last year,
mm-hmm.
You know, just me, and I found the right space, I thought, surrounded by the right people, but that was where I had issues with the landlord who wanted to put his own boundaries in.
Okay. Well, we're getting some background noise. So, you know, but my real bottom line question is, what is your determination about this project? Do you get up in the morning thinking, I'm going to work on this because, darn it, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to keep on pushing forward? Or are you getting weak about that determination?
I'm getting weaker about the determination, for sure. And that's why I'm dabbling with the idea of just releasing it. It's, you know, I've been pretty busy. It's a lot of really exhausting work and not having a life to put something like this together. And I'm at a place in my life where I'm saying, is that really going to serve me the best as far as my energy level is concerned? So, yeah, I'm not as... not as determined.
Okay. So, you know, I've been hesitating to go into problem solving about this yet because I'm still digging in to see where you are with it. I do want to observe that I don't feel a whole lot of energy around this issue with you any longer.
I just felt the same thing, exactly the same thing when you asked me that question. And so is that the answer? I don't know.
Yeah, and so we're actually going to cut to break in about 30 seconds. And when we come back, we're going to look at that. Where is your energy? Has it really gone out? And what is it that you could do to either get it back, or what is it you could do to start letting it go? So you are listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. We'll be right back.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Good morning. Welcome back. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. This is Karen Florence, and today in the show we are doing live coaching. So let's get right back to it. Friends, when we went to break, we talked about moving into problem solving. But before we do that, let's just talk a little bit about that energy thing that we hit. Because I'm not feeling the energy in you about this subject any longer. So let's just explore that a little bit.
Okay.
So where are you in terms of energy for this project?
I guess I'm not feeling the flame. Mm-hmm. And I've been more concerned about repeating patterns that keep showing up.
And what patterns are those?
Well, the patterns of things not coming into alignment even when I just wanted to do it by myself, when I said, you know, forget this, I'm just going to do it myself and find a space and get started. And if I'm there, you know, sort of like, if you build it, they will come, kind of a thing, which I still kind of feel strongly about, having a physical presence and trusting people's curiosity. I still feel that a lot. But the flame of, charging in and, throwing all my energy that way, I'm not feeling that flame at the moment.
What would have to shift in order for you to feel that flame again?
Oh, good. That's a good one. What would have to shift? Trying to stay out of my head. I guess the knowing in my core that it's not time to give up yet, and that's what I've been struggling with. I don't feel the knowing.
The knowing about what exactly?
The knowing about continuing to throw my energy in and move forward. Over the past 5 years, there's been a lot of energy spent in many different directions, majority throwing it forward into this. Having the opportunity to do more coaching recently without having this space has, I guess, alleviated some of, has depleted, I guess, some of the drive.
Do you believe, really believe, that you could be successful if you had a physical space?
Yes. I know I can do anything I want and it'll be fine.
So then why aren't you doing this?
Just not feeling it. Yeah, not feeling that flame, as I said, and knowing in my core that I guess there's a certain amount of doubt that was this really a dream or something that I had a vision for, but maybe I wasn't the person to manifest the vision.
Why would you have a vision for somebody else's thing?
Don't know.
Do you think that that's true? That it really is somebody else's job to do and you're just seeing it? Really?
I'm hearing a lot more people or I'm noticing people and places that are starting to crop up with all this wellness stuff. And so I know I'm not the only one that's been thinking about this, but I thought about this 5 years ago and people thought, what is that? And I tend to do that with my intuition. I'm always, light years ahead of where other people are. I see it. I talked to so many people about it. Maybe that's what I was supposed to do. Right now, I'm just not having the energy and the burning to do it. I have different people poking me saying, keep going. I don't know. There's a lot of other things going on in my life that are changing my personal life. And thinking only about myself, thinking more about other family issues. And is that all going to be, am I going to have time to do other things that were not in my life that I want to do now if I went ahead?
So what is the name of your business?
A New Leaf.
A New Leaf. So let's think about A New Leaf for a moment. What does A New Leaf do?
A New Leaf gives you the opportunities to enhance your lifestyle, to grow spirit, you know, body, mind, and spirit. So grow in your lifestyle of having accountability for your own well-being, allowing time for personal and spiritual growth, allowing you opportunities to learn more things that will assist you in going through this journey and transition, such as individual coaching, group coaching, learning more things about eating organically, living sustainably, all the stuff that people are starting to hear and read about now. having people talk to you about fitness programs, what that might be like for you, yoga, what that might be like for you, what does it mean, what does it do, teaching people how to meditate, and supporting them through coaching to follow through on their commitments.
So who is a New Leaf designed for?
A New Leaf is designed for everyone that's ready.
Be more specific.
Well, I think many people are curious, and when you tell them that, you know, it's personal work, there are no magic pills or there's no magic program, that it's all individualized to you and what your needs are, but that it does take work and personal commitment to come through with us. So some people are like, oh, that's too much work, and walk away. And other people say, oh, I'd like to try that. It's not, everybody's ready at a different time and in a different way. So it's for everybody. It's for, you know, high powered career executives, and it's for, you know, people who are in a situation where they have part-time jobs and they're full-time parents and have other commitments or responsibilities, like elderly parents, caregivers, guardians, everybody.
It sounds to me like a New Leaf is a place to find information.
Yeah, it's a place to find information, respite, and sanctuary.
Does it have to be a physical location?
Good question. Thought about that too. Could we do this virtually? I think that's a capability, and for some people that'll be the answer. Other people like the physical, touchy-feely, see you face-to-face, be in a physical space.
Well, so I'm going to just challenge you to expand your view about the other possibilities of what a new life or a new leaf could be. Right away, you went to virtual. And actually, several other media came up in my mind when I started thinking about how could you be the new leaf and get the word out, the information out you would like to get out, just in a different venue. So other than virtually, what could you do to get the information that you want people to know that you would be, you know, explaining at this physical location? What other venue could you be giving that same information?
Well, part of my vision there was to have other practitioners available virtually. In other words, have video conferences, have, you know, like this week we're featuring Karen Florence. We're going to be able to have a webinar with her virtually Thursday night at 7:00, and you come and you'll be on the monitor, and we'll be able to have questions back and forth, you know, any kind of visual aids that you would need and that kind of thing. So I had thought about that. In fact, I felt that was an essential part so that the physical space didn't limit who and what was available to people who came. Okay. I've done national seminars for quite a bit of time, and You know, that's where a lot of that is going. But there are still people who want to be in the physical space with a physical person.
Yeah. So we need to go to break now. I want you to think about other ways that you could be the new leaf and take your message on the road. Let's talk about that. We'll be right back.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
Are you ready to have all your relationships work for you? Those with your family, friends, and coworkers? Perhaps with a lover? How about with your body and your money? Ask Susan, relationship counselor, life coach, and access consciousness facilitator. Susan Lazar Hart has assisted thousands in creating relationships that truly work for them. Ask Susan, a monthly telecall where you can be heard and receive simple tools to apply to all your relationships. AskSusan.net. That's ask-susan.net.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence. This is your host, Karen Florence, and we are doing live on-air coaching today. Friends, let's get back to where we were. You know, I want to just take a few minutes and do some brainstorming about the new leaf and how you can do the new leaf that is not attached to a physical location where you go every day. So you've already brought up the virtual end of it. What else could you do to get out? Because we're talking about you want to educate people about all types of wellness. How could you do that? You throw some out, I'll throw some out.
Yeah. You know, I have had people ask me if I do speaking. I've done public speaking for most of my career. And, you know, it would be, you know, if I invited you to this church thing or women's group or book club or something, you know, could you talk about coaching and wellness and or whatever, you know, and I've always said yes. It just somehow, even if I followed it up, which I usually do, didn't manifest. Again, I might not have been the right people, the right time.
So I'm going to just stop you there. And when we brainstorm, we're not going to, I don't want us to come up with an idea and say, yeah, but this doesn't work or it hasn't worked in the past. Let's just throw out a ton of stuff on the table.
Okay.
And look what comes up. So let's just, I'm going to go back to what you just said. Speaking engagements, you know, book clubs, the church groups, women's groups. How about a book?
Well,
wait. We're not judging it. We're just on the table.
Without judging it, that's been in the back of my mind, and I have been doing some writing, as you know, writing stories, little vignettes that I call fairy tales, but looking at various experiences where anything can happen and anything is possible.
So how about a blog?
I do have a blog. I actually have two of them. Mm-hmm. One is where I post the wisdom of the fairies every day, and the other has been a blog where I've either posted stories that I've written or I've recorded, as well as some other comments and throwing some stories that I've heard from other people that would be inspiring.
So you come up with the difference. You throw something onto the table. What else could you do?
Be on the radio. Mm-hmm. That's been, you know, a thought I've had for a long time. I don't know, running out of, you know, doing recordings and throwing it out there for people to listen to at home. Talk to people about illustrating stories and having those available in libraries or bookstores.
What about creating a program that you can take to corporations who have wellness programs already in place?
That's a possibility. Now that they're becoming more aware of it, I've noticed many things coming into my email about wellness opportunities.
Can you think about a New Leaf as an entity that just lives, that you can pick up and take with you wherever you go, that you can offer it?
Uh-huh.
So let's just talk about that for a moment. Who is a New Leaf?
Who is or what is?
Who is?
Well, I am. So, I am a New Leaf.
So could we then assume that if you are a New Leaf, wherever you are, a New Leaf is there?
Yep.
So from that point of view, what could you do with a New Leaf?
Anything I want, wherever I am.
So what would you like to do?
Well, I like to tell stories. I'm a storyteller. No matter what I've done, whether it's in healthcare or in coaching or just in my personal life, I'm pretty much known as a storyteller. Mm-hmm. I'll come back from a trip and people say, so tell us the stories about where you were. And often when I'm working with folks on site or just even at a dinner party, and people are telling me situations. People like to talk to me. I'm approachable. So, you know, I'll turn whatever they're telling me around into a story where for them to see it from a different point of view.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have 3 minutes left to the show. Doesn't it fly by just like that?
It does.
I always say it's over in a blink. You know, you presented this morning with this dilemma. What should I do about this dream? So let me just ask you in just 1 minute, what do you want to do about this dream at this moment?
It's still alive and I'm doing it.
Does it need to have a physical location?
Not right now.
Okay. So what is it that you discovered in this, at the time that we spent together, that surprised you or, you know, shifted you a little bit?
Well, just this very last half a minute, that it is still alive, very much so, in as a burning flame. And I am finding all kinds of ways to incorporate it in everything I'm doing and everyone I'm meeting. So I am a new leaf.
Exactly. And, you know, you and I have coached before, so I know this. There's a lot of information about this whole story. And, you know, you embracing that you are the new leaf allows you to take it wherever you want to go. You get to do it however you want to do it. So I'm actually going to issue you a challenge today to actually focus on you as the new leaf. What could you do? Where could you take it? Who could you present it to? What is it exactly that you want to be teaching the world through a new leaf? So we are actually at the end of our show. I just want to remind everyone to go to our website, onpurposewithkarenflorence.com. And while you're there, please click on Vision Quest Italy, because we've got a fantastic workshop planned in Tuscany, in the city of Lucca. We're very, very excited about that. It is in the first week of November and very, very few seats left. So if you're interested, please go there and take a look. And we'll be on the air next week at 10 a.m. on Thursday. And thank you for joining us today.
You've been listening to On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for another transformative hour of On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence, to discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. For more information about Karen and to download your copy of past shows, visit www.onpurposeradio.com or www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com and live life on purpose.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift.
you are a miracle, and the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.